As Hurricane Dorian threatens the U.S. mainland, Kentucky is sending help to its neighbors to the south. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The American Red Cross has sent more than 24 volunteers to work in shelters, assisting those displaced from their homes with food and other needs. Jennifer Capps is executive director of the American Red Cross of South Central Kentucky.
Monday night, more than 12,000 people stayed in 171 Red Cross shelters and community shelters in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. So we anticipate as the storm continues north, those numbers will grow.
While it's unclear if and when the storm will reach the U.S., Dorian will bring heavy rain and wind to the southeast coast. Red Cross chapters in Kentucky have so far dispatched 27 volunteers and 4 emergency response vehicles, with more manpower on standby. A number of electric utilities in the state have also sent crews to help restore power. 4 employees of Warren Rural Electric were dispatched to Hilliard, Florida, and 10 linemen from Nolan RECC are in Alma, Georgia. More than 160 workers from Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities are staged in southeast states awaiting orders from local power officials. The utilities are part of a mutual aid program in which states share crews in times of need. Meanwhile, 6 Army National Guardsmen from Kentucky will leave in 2 Black Hawk helicopters on Wednesday, bound for South Carolina, where they're expected to provide help moving people and supplies. And 60 soldiers from an aviation brigade are on standby to provide support in Florida later in the week. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.